Okay, learning should be in Tchus Refush, Lema Baruch Tzibin Rekabasio, Besor Sharchal Yisrael. Shabbos Chazon, Parshas Dvarim, Shabbos Chazon, Tavshin Ayin Zayin. You know, from Tzadikim tell us specifically, Tzadik, that the Kriya is Ma'or, there's Man. Anything we talk about, the Baal Tanya talks about this also, that anything that we talk about in the Parsha, in the Parsha also connects very much to the Zman that we're in. So we're going to have to try to find a little bit of a 3 weeks, 9 days, Tisha B'Av little message packed into the new Sefer, the new Parsha, Parsha's Dvarim. Excuse me. If you look at Parak Aleph, Pasuk HaZayin, Moshe Rabbeinu is famously giving the Tochacha to Klal Yisrael. And he says that right after the whole episode with the Meraglim, what happened was a very, very crazy thing. It's a crazy Lashon. Tiragnu Ba'aleichem et Homer B'sinas Hashem Osanu U'tzianam Eretz Yisrael. Osanu Osanu V'yayim Amor Elash Midinu. And he said, you hated Rabbeinu Shalom, you slandered again your tents. And he said that because the Kadosh Baruch Hu hated us so much, that's why he took us out of Egypt. He took us out of Egypt because he hated us. Rashi famously says on the spot, and he says the following, he says, the Kadosh Baruch Hu really loved us, but because we felt hatred towards him, we mistakenly felt that he hated them. Says Rashi, really, Kadosh Baruch Hu loved us. But we hated him. So therefore, Rashi says, and actually, this is a phrase, Mad libech al rachamecha, Mad libech alach. What does Rashi say? The famous line, what you feel about someone else, you assume they feel about you. So we thought the Kadosh Baruch Hu hated us, but really we hated him. So I want to talk a little bit about love, a little bit about hate, to be able to connect us back to a little bit of Tevarim and Tisha B'Av. Chaban, was Baruch Hashem, I was so privileged to be able to get a beautiful Sefer Tal Lechayim called Mikdash Melech. Beautiful Sefer on the 3 weeks, 9 days, Tisha B'Av. Tubav, from the Chaban, Rav Bina Shlita Baruch Hashem. I have so much regards to him. He brought it here to his son, Rabbi Hanan Bina Shlita. And I was able to get my hands on this, and it says a powerful, powerful lesson. What's going on over here, Bayis Rishon, Bayis Sheni? We know Chazal tells us that Bayis Rishon, the first base of Mitzvah was destroyed because of why? Because of Avodah Zarah. Gemara says because of Avodah Zarah. A couple other things too, it's not for now. Some say for other, we didn't make Baruch HaTorah, Tchila. As another Gemara, and we know famously that the Bayis Sheni was destroyed because of Sinas Chinam. But listen to what he says here. He says, really, all the Avodah Zarah and the Sinas Chinam, that's really coming from a lack of one thing. Says the Chaban, if you really love the HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you love his children and you love him too. Because every Jew's essence is really the Ribbono Shel Olam. And he said the same thing goes. When you love someone so much, you love their kids. You love their children. And at the end of the day, when you have a good relationship with someone, you love everything about their family, no matter if they're giving you a hard time or not. So says the Chaban, you know what happened, why the first base of Mitzvah was destroyed? Because we stopped being in love with the Ribbono Shel Olam, Avas Hashem. We started serving Avodah Zarah. We didn't make proper brachos tchilo. We didn't have the proper love for the Ribbono Shel Olam. We didn't have the romantic relationship with him. Does you want it to happen by Sheni? Bayis Sheni, we had the Avas Hashem. We had the Ava for the parent. We had the love for the father. But we are missing the love for the children. We didn't see the Ava. We didn't see the love that we should have had for the child as well. It says the Chaban, just read it inside. Nimsa, she'avas Hashem, he avas achas. Love in the Ribbono Shel Olam is actually one love. Hanechlekes l'shtei b'chinos. But it's really separated into two categories. Avas Hashem, v'avas Yisrael. When someone really truly loves the Ribbono Shel Olam, you love the Ribbono Shel Olam, you love the Father, and you love every single Jew. So you love the Kadosh Baruch Hu upstairs, and you love the Ribbono Shel Olam downstairs. You love his children. You love the Chesed. You love the Prika Tina. You love the Bikur Cholam. You love the Tzedakah projects. You love every Jew. You love every opportunity. Shehu Bistral. But who bechinas avos oilam ve'ava rabba? Since that's the whole essence of the whole essence of Av. The first base of Mitzvah was destroyed because of why? We had a lack of Avas Hashem. The second base of Mitzvah was a lack of Avas Yisrael. And he says an amazing thing. He ends off the Maimer, and he says that's what really Av stands for. Av stands for Elo Ba. The Elo is coming. Aleph Beis, Elo Ba, Elo is coming. He says that we know there's two Rashi Tevos that we know that Elo stands for, right around the corner. We know that it says Matonos Lireo, Ish Lireo Matzos Lireoyonim. Ish the real matanos of yom is aleph lamed vav lamed elul, and you know adni doidi vidoidi li. I'm to my beloved is to me. It says the first Beis HaMikdash, we lost Ani L'doy D'vidoy D'li. We lost the Avas Hashem, we lost our relationship with Rasa and the Rabbon Hashem. Second Beis HaMikdash, we lost the what? We lost the Avod of Ish L'Reel Matos L'Avyonim, of caring for each other, of Mishalach Manos, of Tztaka. It says that's really what Av stands for. Av stands for El Ba. What type of Av? El Ba. Aleph Beis, what's Aleph Beis? Which is the first Beis HaMikdash, and the second Beis HaMikdash, which was Ish L'Reel Matanos L'Avyonim. I would be very remiss not to say, you know, that tonight, Hey Av, is also the Arizal's Yartzein. Now, Arizal says an amazing custom, which I think really connects to everything we just said from the Chaban. The Chaban just said that Avas Hashem is really separated into two categories of love of the Rabbon Shalom. When we did Avodah Zarah, Kadosh Baruch had to destroy his house. But then when we had the second Beis HaMikdash, we loved the Rabbon Hashem. But we were missing the second half of love of the Rabbon Hashem, which is loving his children too. Says the Arizal, when we go up to Daven before the Rabbon Shalom, when we get to Daven before our Tati in heaven, Shemayim, three times a day, and if you do a Spoder, do us a lot more times than that. What's a Jew supposed to say, famously? Hareini mekabel olam mitzvas aseh shel'ahavta derecha kamocha. I hereby accept upon myself the commandment, the biblical commandment, to love every Jew like myself. And all the Svarim and Gedoshim explain, why is it that we davka have this phrase before we daven? And it's actually, if you go to the Tzfat, if you go to the Arizal's kever, it's actually written on the Arizal's kever that he had this custom. It's mamash on his kever, it's his essence that he was known for, on his tombstone. Because when you love the Ribbono Shalom, you love his children. And when you love the children, you love the Ribbono Shalom. I know when someone does something good for my daughter, I have so much gratitude to them. It's a good teacher, a good counselor, this and that. But what happens is that we lost, in the second Beis HaMikdash, we lost that opportunity. We lost that mindset. We lost that outlook, that perspective. Our avoda now is to be able to build Ava. Whether it be Ava Hashem, Ava Satoira. But more importantly, just as importantly, is that when it comes to the second Beis HaMikdash, being destroyed because of Sinas Chinam. We know every year that Beis HaMikdash is not rebuilt as if it was destroyed. So the last Beis HaMikdash we had was because of Sinas Chinam. That means that we don't have enough love there. We had this Sinna there. As we say in the Parsha, Perek Aleph, Pasuk HaZayin, because of it, we said, Sinas Hashem was on the Otsan Amir HaSasram. Hashem hated us, that's why he brought us out of Egypt. Rashi says, no. Really, Kadosh Baruch Hu loved us. V'hu haya oev eschem. Kadosh Baruch Hu loved us, Atem sonos, but we hated him. We hated the Ribbono Shel Olam. So this is the avodah of spreading the opposite of hate. The opposite of hate is love. Love for the Ribbono Shel Olam and love for the Jewish people. They want to spread love to others about being caring to others, maybe loving to their Ribbono Shel Olam. But also, a person has to love themselves first. First, Rav Kluger always says this, and it's brought down in Yichud Hasbodes, different places. If you want to spread Ava, you want to spread Achdus, spread unity, and spread sensitivity and care and kindness, first you have to be care and kindness to yourself. First you have to give yourself the benefit of the doubt and look for the good within yourself. And you wake up every morning, you go to sleep every night thinking about the good within yourself and love of yourself, not in a gaivadik way, not in an arrogant way, then you'll be zoch to be able to spread a Kadosh Baruch Hu, love for their Ribbono Shel Olam and love for others as well. So I just want to be able to say, at the end of the day, we know that the Chaban said that the Churban Beis HaRishon was a lack of Avas Hashem, he had the Avodah Zarah, and the second Beis HaMikdash was Shrova Avas Yisrael. But the Chaban said it so beautifully. Really, Avas Hashem is really one category, but it's split up into two things. Avas Hashem and Avas Yisrael. Avas Hashem is showing Ava to the Ribbono Shel Olam upstairs, but Avas Yisrael is showing Avas Hashem downstairs. When we love other Jews, that's also showing love to the Ribbono Shel Olam. Let's say a quick story, and this will close. Rav Weinberger once said, a beautiful mice from the Vilna Gaon. The Vilna Gaon was very well known that he always made shidduchim for people who were low yotzluch, for people who weren't so successful, for yisomim, people who were physical challenges, mental challenges. And what happened was, he once made a shidduch between, I believe it was a blind man and a girl who was an orphan. She had a very, very poor family. She came from literally nothing. He made the shidduch, Baruch Hashem, it was very, very exciting. And it was time for the chuppah. And the girl walked the chassan down, the girl walked the kala down, and the girl was obviously on the side of the kedushin. And finally, the girl gets under the chuppah, and he looks at the chassan, he says, you know, the Gemara says in kedushin that it's usur for a chassan to marry their wife until the chassan sees the kala. So what I'm asking you to do right now, I'm asking you to open your eyes, mamish. I'm asking you to open your eyes. What happened was, everyone at the chuppah said that as soon as the girl said that, that statement of opening his eyes, the Chassan, for the first time in his life, he opened his eyes and he was Mekayim. The Gemara says that it's also for a person to be able to marry also Ad Shiren, and that's when he opened his eyes for the first time, and they went on with the chuppah. You know, they lived a beautiful, beautiful mamish, a beautiful Avodas Hashem, took a life. Every single one of us had to start opening our eyes a little bit, opening our eyes to, oh, there's too much hate in that throughout the world. The non-Jews in the world have enough hate. Now it's time to be able to spread love. It's Shabbos Chazon. Shabbos Chazon. Chazon means to see. What does it mean to see? It means to first to see within the good yourself. See within the good within yourself. The more you love and see the good within yourself, then you'll be zochah to see the good within others. And you'll be able to see the good within HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's a time of love. It's a time to see. It's a time of not having the Churban bias, Rishon Vesheni, a lack of Avas Hashem, of loving the Rabbon Hashem, of loving the Rabbon Hashem upstairs, of whether through Avodah Zarah, or a downstairs of Avas Yisrael, which is also a way of loving the Rabbon Hashem. But it's a time to be able to start seeing. It's a time to be able to open our eyes. Open your eyes, like the Gra told the Chassan Kadosh Baruch Hu, should bless us. And we should always feel the Rabbon Hashem's love towards us, as we know, as Rav Shor always says, that's why we always read, I believe this is from the Sfas Emes too. So that's why I read Ava Rabba before Shema Yisrael. Why reading about read Haboicha by Yisrael Ava? Kadosh Baruch Hu chooses us with love, and then we're commanded to love Him too. Because once we see Kadosh Baruch Hu loves us, then it's so much easier to love Him. Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't hate us. Earlier in the week, I had a camper, ninth grade camper. Says, why does Hashem do this to me? He hates me. The Chas V'Shalom, no one Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't hate you. Sometimes it gives you some tests, be able to wake you up a little bit. But we should be zochah to feel Kadosh Baruch Hu's love. If we feel Hashem's love, then we'll be able to be zochah to feel love for ourselves and love for other people. And we'll be zochah to be able to metakin the pagam, as the Chaban says, the pagam ba'avas Hashem ba'avas Yisrael. And it's not going to be a pagam in avas Hashem ba'avas Yisrael, but it's going to be the tikkun ba'avas Hashem ba'avas Yisrael. It's going to be the fixing of loving the Rabbon Hashem and loving His children. We should be zochah to see the coming of the binyan bias shlishi be'ez Hashem this week. Please, God, be'ez Hashem, and all be zochah to be in Yerushalayim, Yer Kodesh.